Hello, I'm Keith Powell, and welcome to Media Network Plus from PCJ Radio International, the first show for 2018. On today's program, we're going to be venturing on a subject that we really haven't talked about before. Now, we have discussed and looked at things involving the internet, but one aspect of the internet that we really haven't looked at is adult websites. Well, we have this special documentary right now taking a look at, well, what happens to be the center of many adult live camming websites. The country is Romania. This documentary was produced by the BBC World Service.
Hello.
Hello, Lana. Hi, nice to meet you.
She is the woman that I told you about from BBC, and she wants to ask some questions.
Lana's tiny and beautiful, a mane of fair hair tumbling over her shoulders. We meet at Studio 20, part of Romania's burgeoning live webcamming industry. I'm Linda Presley, and this week's assignment from Bucharest contains material of a sexual nature. There are 40 bedrooms here, but there's little sleep. Lana shows me where she works.
It's room number 8.
Are you always in room number 8?
No, initially I had a different room. Actually, this is the third room.
Is it the best one?
The best one so far, because it's the biggest room that I got.
The rooms all open off a pristine white corridor, plush red carpet underfoot, walls adorned with pictures of women in states of glamorous undress. A closed door means business. Inside that room, a woman is live and direct via webcam with international clients, most from North America and Europe. Lana's room is spotless, and it's classy, with one glaring exception.
You've got a pole in here, pole dance?
Yes, I don't really use it, but the guys get really excited when they see it, and sometimes I move around it a little bit.
Okay, but you wouldn't say you're expert.
No, but I'm pretending to be an expert, you know.
And then you've got a large round bed in here with lovely silver and cream cushions on it and a red leather headrest. Show me your closet.
Yeah.
What do you like to wear?
Well, I usually go for dresses, lingerie, sometimes leather.
This week's assignment explores a world of virtual connections and cybersex, where the men who watch are known as members and those who perform in front of the camera are models. Dozens of pairs of eyes may view Lana online on one of the dedicated adult websites, but when a member asks her to go private in a one-to-one webcam session, that's when he starts to pay and she begins to earn. Interactive video chat has become the multi-billion dollar engine of the pornography industry, Romania its global hub. Statistics are opaque, but this is a business that employs tens of thousands of women across one of the European Union's poorest nations.
This long dress I brought for one of my members, it was his birthday, so I wanted to surprise him with it.
And for his birthday, did you set up a date or something online?
Yeah, he was actually from Chicago, so I work in the morning shift. That for him is night, so we made it happen early, like in the first part of my shift, in the first hour or so.
And what did you do for him for his birthday?
Oh, not much, just dancing in my red dress, and I got some that tube with the whipped cream, and actually made a cake with myself. I put just the whipped cream on.
On your birthday, you made yourself into a birthday cake?
Sort of, yeah.
A lot of people listening to you will just be coming across cam girls and boys for the first time, and they won't be aware of the concept. You're just on your own in the room. It's not prostitution in the sense that you have to have sex with somebody.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly how I see it, and I know that still people see it with a critical eye or they consider it prostitution. I don't, because, again, there's no exchange of sex for money. For me, I see it like a performance, like a show.
And do most of your private chats end in nudity and masturbation?
Mm-hmm. I would not say most. Most of them are conversation, maybe, you know, role play sometimes, and I think a small part of it is nudity and masturbation. But it's you who sets the pace, because they do have the tendency to push you to do things maybe you don't want. It's up to you as a woman to lead. And that's quite empowering.
And can I ask you more or less how much money you'd make from this every month?
I would say maybe close to 4,000 euros per month.
which is around $5,000?
Dollars, something like that.
And what are you doing with the money?
I have a daughter that I support myself. And it's not only about that, but I'm thinking of my future and her future. I'll probably invest in something and bring money to the country.
As a so-called cam girl, Lana makes nearly 10 times the average wage in Romania. Her employer, Studio 20, will also earn that same 4,000 euros from her online sessions per month. And at the top of the money-making pyramid, the website hosting Studio 20's content and responsible for collecting payment from the credit cards of members makes double that, a whopping 8,000 euros. So Lana takes home a quarter of the revenue she generates. But while she's talking to me, she's not making money.
I'm going back online. Hello, guys, I'm back.
We'll leave you to it. We're going.
Studio 20 also employs cam boys for the gay market, but overwhelmingly it's women who work in front of the camera. And as long as models like Lana work alone in a room, it's perfectly legal.
I mean, she's like a Greek goddess brought on Earth. She looks amazing, her eyes, her skin, her...
Andra Chianogiano, Studio 20's PR manager, is very taken with Lana. Andra has a degree in Japanese culture and literature, another in law, and a master's in negotiation. She's been in this business 2 years. Before we go and meet the on-site English teacher, she tells me why Romania has become the world's webcamming capital.
We have the best internet speed in the world. That's the first. Everywhere you would go in Romania, people will know English. And we do have the education system that helps have a great general knowledge. And, of course, I mean, it's the way that we look.
Good-looking.
Yes, we are good-looking. We are known for this. I am not going to apologize.
But I suppose people listening to you would say, hang on a second. This is about young women effectively having to sell themselves. You know, what's the difference with pornography or prostitution? You know, that they're funneled to this industry in Romania because they have no options and because the economy is not great.
But they do have options. I would be so ashamed if I was to work in an office getting paid minimum wage and putting 12 hours a day at work. But for a girl that's 20 years old, she has her own apartment. She helps her family. She's independent and powerful. It's nothing to be ashamed about.
But it's not psychologically damaging for some women to do that.
It's psychologically damaging to stay 12 hours in an office getting paid minimum wage.
Because one of the things I read about this industry is that there's an awful lot of burnout. A lot of young women do not make it past the first month.
They don't. It depends on their expectations, because if you expect to get undressed and men will throw money at you, you will have a bad time. Being beautiful doesn't mean you will earn money. Being interesting is smart, yes.
Okay, so talking is the key.
Absolutely.
It's all about keeping a member online for as many minutes as possible. Down the corridor, Andrea, a serious young woman in her 20s, is preparing teaching materials in a small office.
Hello, hi, I'm Linda. Hello, nice to meet you. So you've just been doing a training session?
Yes.
Yeah, so tell me about that. What are you doing?
I'm teaching the girls to speak English. And besides this, we're teaching them about fetishes, about behavior, gestures, body language, kind of everything.
So you're teaching about fetishes, so tell me a bit about that.
Do I know what is a fetish or...
I'm just interested in what you're teaching the young women here.
What is a fetish? How does a person have one? Why? We study Freud and a lot of psychology. With the fetishes, at the beginning, they don't understand what is that, and that is normal, and everybody has one, but people don't admit.
So this is much more than English lessons you're doing here.
Yeah, also geography. Also, we study the book of gestures because the woman has to be sensual, has to be smart, beautiful.
Okay, the book of gestures. All right, and geography. So
yeah.
Where the members or the clients are.
That and exotic places, to be able to speak about a certain place, to be able to recognize a country. This is not only sex, as people think. You have a member and you have to speak with him like a normal relationship, online relationship. So being able to discuss many subjects brings comfort to the both parties and is perfect.
In Studio 20's main office, John, the manager, is busy online ordering new beds for one of the company's franchise operations. So far, there are 12. 9 in Romania, the others in Cali in Colombia, Budapest and Los Angeles. A bear of a man with a diffident manner, John tells me one of his challenges is getting the models to work weekend shifts.
In my opinion, it's better for models to be here in weekends, but they want to stay home. I don't know why. We tried to convince them to come to work more often in weekends.
Because there's more guys online on the weekend.
Few models online and more members. Better traffic, more money, but still they want to party in weekends. And so.
Party and maybe go to church.
No.
We do have religious girls. They pray before they go online and stuff like that. It's like...
She's joking.
No, I'm not. I saw them pray. It's like, God help me so I can make more money today. I'm like, are you kidding me? But it's okay. They can be religious.
More than 80% of Romanians identify as Orthodox Christian. Since the revolution of 1989, the church has risen from the ashes of Nicolae Ceaușescu's punishing communist regime. And it's an influential institution once more. At the Church of St. Elijah in the Crangaș district of Bucharest, Father Petri Comșa is leading the early service. Afterwards, his woolen cap pulled low to his eyebrows, beard touching his chest, he talks sadly about his parishioners caught up in the world of video chat. Mirela Di Nicoio translates.
I have 5 cases, 5 persons who are doing this thing. I know their emptiness. There are cases of people who are trying to give up, but because it's easy money, they are keep doing it. We have a case of the woman who is pushed to do this by her husband. She said that she wants to give up, but he will not allow her, and we advise her because the church allows, in these cases, to get divorced if necessary.
So you advised her to get divorced, did you?
Yes, because marriage is holy.
And what happened to that woman?
The discussion is 1 week old. We went to her house, we talked with the husband, and we don't want them to separate because there are children involved as well. We make prayers together with the family, so it's a process. We hope the husband will change his mind and stop forcing her doing this.
Juana, too, a minor at the time, was pushed into this world.
When I have 16 years old, I meet one guy. He was very nice with me. He showed me love and he gave me more gifts to win my trust, my love. He know all my story about my family, because my father, it was alcoholic. So when he proposed me to make video chat, he just told me I must to talk and just this.
Just to talk?
Yeah.
And when you were working with the video chat, were you in a room on your own, or did other people come into the room?
No. In the room, I was just me and my boyfriend.
Oh, your boyfriend was in there as well, so people were watching the two of you together.
Yeah. Yes. And the video chat, you make there like a pornography there.
A man and woman webcamming together in a room is illegal in Romania, but it's impossible to say whether the law is commonly flouted in the way Juana describes. Now she works to prevent young people from getting caught up in camming and worse.
The video chat and the prostitution is the same. And the girls who make that, they think I stay in front in camera and I make money. No, because all things what you do there will change your mind. And the next step is prostitution. That I see now.
How did you turn your life around? You have a job as an administrator in an organization. So how did all that happen? How did the change happen?
I work also in Germany in prostitution. And one day I look at myself and I ask me, this is all what I can do. And I didn't have one answer.
Oana found her way back to Bucharest and now lives a very different life. By way of a break from the world of webcamming, Mirela suggests we visit Romania's parliament.
It's actually taken us about 5 minutes just to drive around it. This is the second largest building in the world after the Pentagon.
It's immense. More than 1,000 rooms, 12 stories high, a further 8 underground, built using forced labour to house the entire communist apparatus by Romania's dictator Ceausescu.
His pride was it is built only with the Romanian resources. So this marble is from Romania, the wood and everything.
And where did the inspiration come from?
From North Korea, it said.
So the building, its construction began in 1984, but of course it was never finished because in 1989 the Romanians rose up, there was a revolution here, Ceausescu was executed. But Mirela, this is all madness, this building. Can we find any clues here in the communist past to this phenomena of a video chat in Romania?
Yes, I think so. Because during communism, everybody was living like a double life. They were talking something at home, and to the others, they showed they loved the party, for example, but nobody loved the party. So they are living like a schizophrenic life. And video chat for a lot of people, they said, it's just acting, it's not real, it's not me. So the person is getting a little bit schizoid.
The idea of double lives rings true. Of the people we meet in the webcamming world, including managers, owners and support staff, few want to be identified, and most haven't told their families how they earn a living.
Hello. Hello. We brought the weather from London.
Sandy Bell, that's her cam name, lives in a high-rise concrete apartment, the kind that dominates much of Bucharest. She's part of the small army of Romanian women who do video chat at home. Her parents don't know, but her boyfriend does. She lives with him and their pets and earns around 100 euros a day when she goes online in the couple's front room.
I'm 28 years old. I have a college degree. Actually, I have two. First, I studied languages, then interior design. I started working as a model when I was 23. I don't look like a top model, you see me. And I don't sell my image. I kind of sell myself, my personality, my looks too, but I'm basically more trying to get them to like me.
So do you sit here? Is this where you do it?
I sit where Cole sits.
Sandy Bell and Mirela get embroiled in a conversation about Sandy Bell's artwork, and I head off to talk to her boyfriend, who's stretched out quietly with a laptop and the cats in the bedroom. The rain pounding against the window.
I was 6 when I first met her.
You were 6 when you first met?
Yeah. We grew up in the same hood. Anyway, it's quite hard to have a girl doing chat and all this stuff as a man.
What do your friends say? Do they talk to you about this?
I don't want to talk to them about this, you know.
But when you say you don't want to talk to them, is it because you feel ashamed or you feel upset or you feel...
Nauseous, to be honest.
Nauseous?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Sandy Bell says she'll stop camming and smoking when she has a baby. Until then, she'll interact on a webcam for cash with men who are often isolated and lonely.
They want the connections. Some members want you to call their name or while you dance and strip to talk to them. There are a lot of members that I think they're looking for love. I don't make connections like that. I mean, I'm very honest with them. They know I have a boyfriend. They know we are not going to have sex in real life.
And what about security? You feel secure doing this, do you?
as what they can do to me. I mean, if he crosses the line or even if he's rude to me, I just click the button and I stop it. I can put him on the blacklist and I can talk to admin from the site and he can ban the IP.
The IP address.
So the guy can never enter even if he changes the nickname. It has nothing to do with prostitution. I mean, those people are like thousands of miles away from you. They don't touch you. Nobody touches you. You go online alone, you walk online alone.
Is Sandy Bell a victim? She says no. Camming's a uniquely 21st century form of sex work, and that's what makes it difficult to grapple with for Romanian feminist activists like Irina Ilisei.
It's very complicated to say if in the video chat industry we talk about women who are forced to do that, or women who choose, or maybe they are psychologically manipulated, or they do that because lack of economic stability. Probably it's a combination of all these factors, but we're not a society where women stays at home and does not make her own money.
So because of Romania's particular communist past, it's expected of women to be independent, to work, to make their own money?
Yes, but even before the communists, we do not have what you see in Western societies, this type of housewives who only stay at home. Still, she's responsible to be one of the breadwinners. And there are many single mothers. We have also the highest rate in Europe of teen mothers. And a very worrying number is like 30% of people who finish tertiary education cannot find a job.
Because what I understand it is that most of the studios in Romania are in university cities.
There are even advertisements in campuses, and I was told by students that they get even in Facebook direct messages with offers to work. And it's all this discourse about empowering young women, being independent, and you will learn a lot of skills. Exactly like an entry career job in other fields.
It's become very, very corporate.
Yes, it becomes very corporate. And also even bonuses if you convince one of your friends to do that. And one of the advertisements...
Oh, if you get one of your friends to go and join the studio or become video chatter.
Yes, exactly.
And I think you also saw an advert, didn't you, aimed at young men to attract their girlfriends.
Yeah, it sounded something like convince your girlfriend to work and you'll get 500 euros.
Back at Studio 20 with its smartly dressed support staff and executive feel, I ask marketing supremo, Andrea Chianogiano, about Facebook ads.
What I can tell you is that the ad will not appear on your Facebook page or as a suggested page if you don't look for it. So maybe the lady that you talked to most likely went to see a live cam studio Facebook page, and that's why the ads appear now, because we're not targeting people that do not have an interest in live camming.
And the other thing that she said was that one ad appeared, and the ad was aimed at the boyfriend saying, if you bring your girlfriend or your partner along to the studio, we'll give you 500 euros.
That's just sad. That's just bad marketing.
Studio 20 wouldn't do that.
No, never. No. We do have this if you know a person that wants to do it and she comes here or he comes here and he or she works for at least 3 months in the studio, yes, you get $300.
I'm not sure what the difference is there, apart from the amount of cash on offer. In Studio 20's main office hub, there's a bank of computer screens, each of them watched intently by one of the company's trainers.
They look at the girls, they monitor them, they see how they're doing, if they need any help in their rooms. Help meaning if they have a member that has a fetish. And she just is blank right then. She doesn't know what to say to him. They will help.
How do they do that?
They will just type and they will tell them what to say.
So they're watching all the different rooms?
Yes, yes. Everyone has a few rooms that they monitor and they see if there's a problem, they intervene.
Veronica's introduced as the head trainer.
We show them different strategies, things that they should do. And I want to make clear we don't impose them things to do. It's all about them and how they want to do the things that we suggest.
And do they get upset sometimes on the screen?
Yeah, but we take them out in break and we talk to them. They get to a certain point where they are okay with what they're doing and they reach a certain level of certainty and confidence in themselves.
So 24/7, there's trainers like all of you, this team are here.
Mm-hmm. Wow. It's quite amazing for you.
Yes, it is.
In this parallel universe, right now, Veronica's focused on Lana, who's sitting on the bed in her room, brushing her hair, wearing a pair of minuscule shorts and a halter neck top. She doesn't look happy.
She's having a bit of a rough day, personally and here. So I'm trying to get her into a good mood, like talk about something that's not sex-related and show the members that she's actually smart and she can talk about something else other than sex.
But how do you encourage her to talk about something else or to make her mood better?
With small jokes. Oh, and she entered the private now. Now she's in a private with another person.
I don't watch Lana on the screen in her private session, but later I ask her about the relationship with Veronica.
She definitely helps me a lot because she, you know, she knows how to pick up on my mood and make me laugh and whatever. So, yeah, it is helpful. I know I have the impression that you're hinting on the fact that they also see us in our private sessions or...
I wasn't particularly, but does that feel difficult?
No, for me, it doesn't, no. It's just another pair of eyes in the crowd, I guess.
A lot of people listening to you would think that you were being exploited.
Well, it depends how you do this job, and I have my limits, and I truly do not feel exploited. Sometimes I think they need me more than I need them. Again, this is how I choose to see it, that I provide a service.
I step out of Studio 20's carefully manufactured fantasy world onto Bucharest's lively streets with their trams and coffee shops. It's been a week like no other. What struck me most is how this lucrative world of webcamming absorbs the considerable energies of some of Romania's brightest, most entrepreneurial young people.
And with that, we end this edition of Media Network Plus from PCJ Radio International. If you wish to contact us, our email address is mnp@pcjmedia.com. That's mnp@pcjmedia.com. On behalf of the whole team, I'm Keith Powell saying so long, take care. We'll see you again very soon. 73 and 88 to the ladies.